Right, we start at the bottom of Tehillim Bet, but the new parak. Kol Mashiach shechata, v'achar kach avar Mashiachuto. So they carried out, the Avirah was done while he was still the Kohen Mashiach. But by the time he's coming to bring his Korban, he's already no longer the Kohen Mashiach, he's not the Kohen Gadol anymore. V'chein Nasi shechata, the Nasi, who, again, had the Avirah when he was still the Nasi, v'achar kach avar Migdulato, and then he was then no longer the Nasi when he comes to bring the Korban. Kohen Mashiach mevi par, Nasi mevi seir. So when it comes to the Kohen Mashiach remains in his status, and therefore he'll bring a par like he was a Kohen Mashiach. But Nasi mevi seir. And the Nasi has the same thing, which is that he would bring a seir as a Nasi. So now after he's finished, he also brings a seir. Now Mashiach shavar Mashiachuto, varkacha kachata. The other hand, if he already was no longer the Kohen Gadol, so the Kohen Mashiach. And then he had an Avera. At that point in time, what's the din? V'chein Nasi Shavar Migdulato. A Nasi already who is no longer the Nasi and then has a Chet afterwards. V'chachata. Kohen Mashiach Mevipar. The Kohen Mashiach remains in his status. He never loses. Ma'alim B'Kodesh V'en Moridim. The Kohen Mashiach never gets demoted afterwards. Therefore, he still brings a par. V'Nasi Kedyot. On the other hand, the Nasi returns to being a lay person. And he'll bring like a hejot, which means he'll bring a sira and a kizbah. Then he'll bring like a chatata yachid. He's no longer has the status of a nasi. Mar says, hashta, yesh lomar. So here the girsa is somewhat difficult. I read it in the Gemara and then it's obvious what the Gemara is saying. Rashi over here brings two girsaot, or two ways to read the girsa to make it work, fixes the girsa a little bit, which is, hashta yesh lomar, avar mishichoto, maybe par. It's obvious in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says about a Kohen Mashiach that if he's already no longer the Kohen Mashiach, yet if he sins, he still brings a par. What do you have to tell me in the Mishnah about a Kohen Mashiach that did the chait when he was still the Kohen Mashiach and then avar mishichoto? It's obvious what this din is going to be. If I know when he's already totally outside, he brings a chatat, par chatat. Of course he brings before and a par chatat. So why do you mention that at all in the Mishnah? It seems unnecessary. So when it says, Mishom diktoni gabe nasi, dichi avar mishichoto, bachakar chatat, kejot, Maiti ahachi tani gabi mashiach chata v'achar kach avar mevi par. So anyway, it doesn't read so smoothly over here, but the idea is pretty clear, which is that by the nasi it's not true. By the nasi, there's different din. The din is that when he does it, when he was still the nasi, and then he's avar minisiyoto, there he brings a seir like a nasi. If he's completely afterwards, then he brings like a chatata yachid. So there is a difference in the din and nasi. And basically, the Gemara is saying, Otu, that they brought down Kohen Mashiach to keep the Mishnah parallel. You need to tell me the din by Kohen Mashiach that was Chata, Shuaya, after he was already after he already left being the Kohen Mashiach, and that he still brings a par, that you had to tell me. The other part about the par, when he is sinned, when he was the Mashiach, and then Achar Kach, Avar Mishichuto, that you didn't have to tell me. But by Nasi, since you have to tell me both of them, so by par of the Kohen Gadol, we also sold both of them. So that's the basic idea of the Gemara. Again, the way that Rashi says over here, he says, Mashachatu Besvarim, Dani Gabi Mashiach, Avar Achar Kach, La Mitarzeretz Tahu. It doesn't make so much sense. But he says, Lashon Rishon Hikar, which is, he just said what we said outside, which is basically, you only need both of the Nasi'im statements, you need one of the Kohen Mashiach statements, and therefore we brought along the other Kohen Mashiach statement. Where do we know this from? I mean, the Mishnah lays out Dinim. Where are the sources for these Dinim? So where it says, the Tanur Rabbanan, Vihi Kriv Al Chatato. It says, by the Kohen Mashiach, the Bible says, in Kohen Mashiach Yechetah Lashmat Ha'am. Grihi kriv al chatato asher chata. So what does that mean? Asher chata. Grihi al chatato asher chata. Melamed shemivi chatato misha avar. He brings a chatat even on something that's already in the past, something that already happened. Yochol halo dinu. Uman nasi shemivin mishigigat maseh. When it comes to nasi, who brings a korban just simply the shigigat maseh, he does not require helam davar. He just requires shigigat maseh. Ein mivi chatato misha avar. He doesn't bring his chatat Mashiach she'em mevi b'shigiyat maser al helm dobar im shigiyat maser. When it comes to the Kohen Mashiach, who requires a higher standard, a higher requirement of helm dobar and shigiyat maser, lo kol shekein, then certainly tamad omar v'higriv al chatato, lo meid she'em mevi al chatato mishe avar. So therefore, he can bring it in something. So even though the Nasi does not bring it once he's already left the Nasiut, he doesn't bring it. Nevertheless, the Kohen Mashiach does bring it, because we have a pasuk that teaches us, "Bikim chatato asher chata," that it was already, someone has already passed, something that's already happened in the past, asher chata, then he's allowed to bring his korban. Even though you would have said without the pasuk that the Kohen Mashiach should not. If the Nasi doesn't bring it, then certainly the Kohen Mashiach, who has a higher standard, shouldn't have to bring it afterwards.
So it's, I mean, it's not so much the pshat, I think, because the parasha starts.
Okay, im Kohen Mashiach echata la
ashmatam. He's not the Kohen Mashiach. He said while he was the time.
He's going to Mashiach, and then he would cover it afterwards. I agree with you. I agree with you. Here the Gemara is using even four after he's totally done. I agree with you. That it's not the simple pshat in the pasuk, for sure. Alright, so now the Gemara says, well, about the other way. So once we know this, by the Kohen Mashiach, the 19 Amin Asi Vikal Vachomer, Uma Mashiach She'inu Mevi B'Shigat Maseh, Mevi Chatat Mishe Avar. Nasi She'mevi Chatat B'Shigat Maseh, Inu Din She'mevi Chatato Mishe Avar. Tamal Omer, Asher Nasi Yechta, Kshu Nasi In, Kshu Hajot Lo. So there they're used, what you were saying, which is, oh, im Kohen Mashiach, that sounds like when he's the Kohen Mashiach. So over here, they say, Asher Nasi Chereta, when he's the Nasi.
What you said is there is a difference of the words that are used.
Yeah, the Gemara is going to be omed on that in the next sugyo about the difference, but truthfully, it's the same phrase. The difference is im versus Asher. That's the difference between them, which is not, it's not significant in terms of the tense, when it should be. Alright, Mishnah. Chato ad shelo nitminu. What about from the other side? The chait was prior to becoming appointed. And then it became appointed. Ari elu kejotot. They have a din of ejot. Pshim nomer. Im no delehem ad shelo nitminu. If they found out about it, if they realized it before they were appointed, chayavim. Mishin nitminu. If they're already appointed, turim. So the machlok is here. According to the chachamim, all that matters is when you did the chait. According to the Tanakam and the Chachamim, when you do the chait, that determines which korban you bring. Over here, you did the chait before you became a nasi, before you came Kohen Mashiach, you bring like a hedjot. On the other hand, we saw this earlier in the first parak, the Rabbi Shimon says that not only do you need the chait, you also need the hodah. And you need both the yediyah and the chait to happen at the same time. You have to be in the same status. So if he finds out about it prior to becoming the nasi or prior to becoming the Kohen Mashiach, then he brings like a hedjot. If he does the chait when he's a hedjot, and then he has the idiyah when he's already the Kohen Mashiach and the Nasi, he brings nothing. Because then you don't have the chait and the idiyah in the same status. So that's what Rabbi Shimon says. Now truthfully, Rabbi Shimon also argues on the previous Mishnah. Even though it's not here, the Gemara doesn't say it, but Rabbi Shimon has to say the same thing with the previous Mishnah. In the case where the Kohen Mashiach or the Nasi sins, and then afterwards, the chait's then, and then the idiyah when they're hedjot afterwards, then Rabbi Shimon has to disagree there as well, because then you're lacking yediyah and chait at the same time. So he would argue in that instance as well. That's what Rashi points out. V'hu adin t'pali Rabbi Shimon b'reisha. T'ani nasi shechata. Achachar avar migdulato mevi seir. Rabbi Shimon kamri nami. Dim noda lo mishavar de'im mevi seir. T'chata'a v'yediyah b'ay kishu nasi. Obviously, by the Kohen Gadol makes no difference, because the Kohen Gadol, while he's a Kohen Gadol, or after he's a Kohen Gadol, still brings that par. So it doesn't make any difference there. But for the Nasi, who does makes a difference, then Rabbi Shimon has a problem if you have the Chait She'a Nasi and Yediyah when he was a Hedjot. So whether it's before or after, Rabbi Shimon is going to have an issue with that. Ezu Nasi, what's the Nasi? I mean, Nasi is a figure or a type of person that we saw, the Torah uses such a Lashon in Bamidbar. That's someone that we have in the Bamidbar. Once they enter into Eretz Yisrael, there's no such thing as a Nasi anymore. So that's why it says, the Melech, that's the king. The Nasi is equivalent to a king. Shenemar, Mikol mitzvot Hashem Elokav, Shenaga el Hashem Elokav. So we saw this drush in the first parak, when it says, Asher Nasi Yechta, Vasa kol mitzvot Hashem Elokav, as opposed to all the other parashiyot here by the Chatat. All the parashiyot have Echat mikol mitzvot Hashem, but they're missing the word Elokav. But in Nasi it says Elokav. Why is it Elokav here? Because mi she'en al gabo ela Hashem. The one who only has above him, the only person who has authority above him is Hashem. No one else has authority above him, and that is the king. So Mar says, v'nahane mile. Again, the Gemara is going to ask on every Mishnah here, where do you know? Because these all have to be drashot min ha-psukim. These aren't necessarily logical arguments. They are things that have been darshened out of the psukim. So what is the source for this? The Tarabanan, im ha-kohena mashiach yecheta. The Ashmat Ha'am, that is the continuation of the pasuk, prat lekodmot. So that excludes something that happened prior to that point then. V'lo dinu. Umanasi shimivi bishigigat ma'aseh emivi ala kodmot. a nasi, which we're going to see in a second, the Gemara is going to have a pasuk for that as well. But assuming that a nasi, who brings a korban even on a mishigiyat maseh, he does not bring ala kodmot. He doesn't bring on something that happened prior. Mashiach shemevi el al helam davar mishigiyat maseh. The standard is so much higher for the kohen mashiach. Certainly inu din shelo yevi ala kodmot. She certainly should not bring for things that happened prior to him becoming kohen mashiach. He says no. The Gemara will say it the other way. Don't worry about it. Gemara here, it's interesting. There's a kav chomer in both directions, which is that whether helam davar is really a chomer or is it a kula? Right. So lo yom amarta benasi shekeinen mevi chatato mishavar. Wait a minute. The nasi has a tzad which is the chomer also, which is that when it comes to after he is demoted, he's no longer the nasi, no longer the king. Then he doesn't bring the korban of the nasi. So hold mevi chatato mishavar yevi ala kodmot. Since the kohen mashiach remains a kohen mashiach even after he's no longer the kohen gadol, so maybe beforehand it should also apply. Before, even if he sinned before he became the kohen mashiach, once he's the kohen mashiach, should have to bring there also. Tamad lomar hamashiach yecheta. So that's it. Im kohen mashiach yecheta chet or chata kishehu mashiach. It's only when he is chatam, when he is Mashiach, which is exactly the way you wanted to read the puzzle before. Right, David, you said, Ima koin Mashiach yechta. That means when he is a koin Mashiach, that's it. That's exactly the Pashtuta Pasuk. So now, Al-Chatak Shu Mashiach Mevi. Shu Hejot Enu Mevi. So when he's the Mashiach, then he'll bring the Korban. If he's not the Mashiach, he doesn't bring the Korban. So therefore, if he sings prior to becoming the koin Mashiach, he does not bring the power. B'tanya Nami Gabi Nasi. So here you have Yai Gavna, just the opposite. Asher nasi yecheta prat the kodmot. Here's the drasha from the pasuk that we needed for the previous limud. So Gemara says, Halo dinu, uma mashiach shemivi chatato mishavar enu vi ala kodmot. A mashiach who brings a korban after he already has been demoted from being the kohen hagadol. Nevertheless, he does not bring prior if he's a hedjot prior. Nasi sheenu mivi chatato mishavar enu din shelo vi ala kodmot. And certainly then he shouldn't have to bring on the code mode. Where it says, Malim Mashiach Shukene Mevi Mishigat Maseh. Hey, what about the Mashiach? Doesn't bring Shigat Maseh. Tomar Benasish Mevi Mishigat Maseh. Ho Mevi Mishigat Maseh. You have all a code mode. You have all a code mode. So here you see the Gemara went the other way. Before the Gemara, when it brought the previous Braita, says, the fact that he has Helam Dover and Shigat Maseh makes it more likely that he would bring it beforehand. Now the Gemara says, oh no, maybe because the Nasi brings it out Shiga Maseh, more likely that he will bring it beforehand. So you see, they're switching the logic around. Tamad lomar, Asher Nasi Yecheta, Asher Yecheta, Shechata, Varhu Nasi, then he brings. Lo Shechata, Vodehu, Adenu, Hediot. And now when he sins, when he's a Hediot, so therefore there's no Kodmot. So that we learn out from, Im Kohen HaMashiach teaches you only once he becomes a Kohen Gadol does he bring. Same thing, Im Asher Nasi Yechta. Only once he's the Nasi does he bring. Then by the Kohen Mashiach, with the additional Pasuk of Yikriv Al-Chatato, Asher Chata, any Chet he does, once he's been the Kohen Mashiach, then he brings a Korban Apar, whereas the Nasi does not have that Pasuk, so therefore once the Nasi is no longer the Nasi, he does not bring the Korban Seir, Elim Keni Chata, when he was still the Nasi, and that will be subject to Machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama. Now, Tan Rabbanan, Asher Nasi Yechata Yechol Vzeira. So this is what you pointed out before, which is the difference in Lashon. There are four parshiot of Chataot that are found here in Vayikra Perek Dalet. One is Im Kohen HaMashiach, that's the Kohen Gadol. The next one is Im Kol Adat Yisrael Yishku, that is Paralam Dabar Shel Tzibur. And the last of the parshiot there is Vim Nefesh Achat Yechata, which is Chatat Yagichi. Every one of the parshiot starts Vim, which means if they do something wrong, they bring a korban. Now the parsha Nasi does not stay with Im, Exela, Asher. Asher Nasi Yechta sounds like the Nasi will sin. Not that Im, if, but Asher, it will happen, that he will sin. So that's what the Gemara says here. Asher Nasi Yechta Yechol Gzeirat. That is Gzeirat HaKatuv, that he will sin. So when the Gemara says, Tamar Omar, Im HaKohen HaMashiach Yechta. Then no, it's referencing back to the other parshiot there, like the Kohen HaMashiach, which is Im, Kohen HaMashiach. Mala Halan Kishi Yechta. Just like by the Kohen HaMashiach, when he sins, Afkan Lishi Yechta, when he does sin. So the Gemara says, wait, Amar Mar, Yochol Gzeira. So it says, maybe it's a Gzeirat HaKatuv that he will sin. said, Gzeira mehechetete. Where do you have such a concept that when it comes to an Avera, that the Avera will happen no matter what? Where do you have such a thing? Amrayin says, we do have such a thing. Ashchan dechtiv, find it by Tzarat. Natati negat Tzarat v'veit eretz achuzatchem. Bisorahi lahem, shenegeim ba'im alahem. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says, when it says, v'natati negat Tzarat v'bayit, it doesn't say im. It says, I will have, there will be negat Tzarat in your house, in eretz achuzatchem. It means it's going to happen no matter what. So here, the rest of the Midrash is not here, but that's because the Midrash tells us the Knanim were hiding their matmoniot, their treasures, inside the walls of the houses, and then they leave. So how's the only way you're going to find those treasures? To have Tzarat, which causes you to knock the house down, and then you'll find all the things that they hid in the secret places. But here, the Gemara says that even though Neged Tzarat is something negative, it will happen no matter what. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Prat Negei Unzin. Shimon says, great. He says, what does it come to teach you? V'natati Neged Tzarat Babayit. It's only when Hashem intentionally puts it there. When Hashem puts a Neged there, then it's Tamei. If Hashem does not put the Neged there, it only happens Derech Ones, which we'll see what that is, then it does not have a din of Tumah. So lav Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'sora. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda just say it will happen no matter what? So achinami im gzeirahi. So over here we say Hashem nesiyachta. Then it will be a gzeira that he must sin. So hilchaktiv. Therefore it says im to teach us the din that it's not he will automatically sin, but im if he does sin. Because over here, as opposed to by Tzarat, where you can come up with a good reason why you'd want to have to knock the house down, over here, having the Nasi be Choteh, it's not really a good reason you want your Nasi to be Choteh. You don't want the Melech to sin. Although the Gemara will give a reason later on, maybe it is a good thing. But let's say at this point in time, it's not something that is something we prefer, something we would look forward to. So Gemara says, Ula Rabbi Shimon, Nigei Unzim mi lo metamu. Is it really true, Nigaim, that are not brought by quote unquote a Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're not metamei? Va'atan, you have a bright Adam Kiyem or Bisaro. I mean, Hadibur ve'elech. When it says, Adam Kiyem, Tamei Bizav, v'tamei b'negaim. So you have these two psukim. You have a Kiyem, Zav b'bisaro, and you have Adam Kiyem or Bisaro. Right, so over there, you have two psukim that say, Adam Kiyem, and then it says, they only apply once the halacha was given. That they don't apply prior to the halacha being given. So it says, Tanyo Adam Kiyeh Neged Tzarat Bior Bisaro. That only applies after the Dibur. I mean, someone had Tzarat prior to the Tzivui Me'et Hashem, that's not Tamei. So I said, Lo Dinu, Tamei Bizav, but Tamei B'Negaim. We have this din by Zav, and we have this din by Negaim. Ma Zav min Dibur Elech, Av Negaim min Dibur Elech. So if I already know the din by Zav, Kiyah Zov Mi Bzaro, I know that already by Zav, then why do you need to teach me this din also by Negaim? They're the same thing. They're about Tumah. Tumah only applies once you have the Tzivi Me'et Hashem. But prior to that, it doesn't apply. So Lo Yom Yomart Bizav Shekein Einu Mitamei Be'Ones. When it comes to a Zav is not Mitamei Be'Ones. He has to have a Riyah that is a Riyad Zav. A Riyad Bonus, which the Gemara describes other places, has a din like Shechvat Zera. It doesn't have a din of a Zav. So Tomar bin Negaim, Shemitamim Bonus. Oh, but it says Negaim are Mitamim Bonus. So Tamar Lomar Adam Kiyeh, Min Adibur Veilach. That's why you have to have a separate din by the Negaim to tell you that Adam Kiyeh, only once the Dibur Emelech, only once the command is given are they Tzarat, from that point onwards, Tamei, from prior to that point in time, they are not Tamei. So how do you explain this? So Rav Amar Pradin Nigei Ruchot, Rav Papa Amar Pradin Nigei Keshafim. We are talking about different types of Nigeim. You have the possibility that you have Nigei Ones that come about from different reasons. You have them, they come because something happened accidentally, or you can have something where it come from a Ruach or a Shade. Shema says, Pradin Nigei Onsin, that's what I mean by Nigei Ruchot. That a Shade, that's what Rashi calls it, Nefichat HaShade. Shade blew on it, and that's how they came about. Adam. It's not about human beings that it happened on Yedei Ones. It doesn't matter. How it came about, we don't care. But if it's brought about by a shade, then it does matter. Rav Papa says, when Shimon says, Prat Negei Ones, it means Yedei Keshafim. It's done through sorcery or witchcraft. Then they're not mitamei. Otherwise, even if they happen without, by accident, if someone burns you by accident, or you get burnt by accident, then there's a tzarat and a kviyah. Whatever the reasons are on that case, we do say you are tamei. The only time you're not tamei is when it's brought about by either kshafim or an outside force, like a kshafim or ruchot, the shade blowing on it, then it would be patur. That's what Rabbi Shimon is describing. So you have an onus that's described in the Braita, that would be tamei, and there's onus described by Rabbi Shimon, which are these unusual cases where it would not be tamei. Tarabanan, asher nasi yechata prat lechule. So that excludes a chole. Mishum da'avilei chole idchelei nisiutei. Just because he's sick, he's no longer the nasi. says, we're talking about a case where Nasi became or had Sarat, which we have a case like that, Sefer Melachim, by Uzziyahu. He got Sarat because he was parades to go into the Mikdash with Ketoret, and he wanted to be Makrib Ketoret, even though the Kohanim told him not to. As soon as he went to place the Ketoret al Mizbeach, he turned Sarat all of a sudden. From that point on, he was mitzarav. He was put. They put him out to pasture. They put him out in the free house outside of the city. And his son Yotam took over and became the melech. So he was deposed or as the king because he got sarat. So the kamar bebeit. So wait, he was put in the free house. Means that until now he was an eved. He was a king. What do you mean he was an eved? They were traveling together on a boat. The Rabbi Gamliel have a pita. He brought bread along for the trip. He brought bread and he also brought flour. So in case the bread ran out, he would have what to make bread from. Shalom pita de Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel's bread ran out. Samach asulte de Rabbi Shua. And then he relied on Rabbi Shua's sulit in order to have bread for both of them. Samalei miyabi yadat avalani kuva kuli hai. How did you know? When did you find out that we're going to be so long? Because you can't keep bread, it goes bad. So you only bring bread when you think the trip will be a normal duration. You brought solid because you knew that there was this long, long trip. How did you know we're going to get lost and things were going to go bad? So it's the Itasulta that you brought it along. There is this star that comes up once every 70 years. And he takes the sailors off track. The sailors, they take their boat and they guide their boat based on where the stars are in the sky. They look in the sky, they say, well, where's the North Star? Where's this? And they can realign the boat based on where the stars are. But there's this one star that jumps from north to south and moves around all the time. So therefore, they'll guide themselves based on the star, and the next moment it'll be on the other side, or the next night it'll be on the other side, and they'll keep turning the boat around and get lost. But Marti, Shema Yaleh, Vitel Tanu. Maybe that star will come, and it'll guide us the wrong way, so we'll get lost. So he brought the solar just in case. So Amalei, Kol Kach, Biyodcho, Batao Le Besfina. Says, you're so bright, you're such a Talmud Chacham, and you're going to work? You're doing Schora? What are you getting involved in Schora for if you're such a Talmud Chacham? Before you get all worried about me, he says, you have two students on the shoreline, Rabbi Elazar Chisma and Rabbi Yochanan and Gudgoda. They're such tremendous chachamim, they can count the drops in the sea. They don't have no bread to eat, no clothes, they're in poverty stricken. So Natan Datolo Shivam Barosh. So Rabbi Gamliel took upon himself to appoint them to be leaders of the Kahal afterwards, that they would be able to meet Parnes Mizeh, which is very interesting. I don't know what exactly the concept, what type of positions they were given, but I guess they were paid positions, that if they gave him some sort of honor or kavod, that they were put up into a position of power, therefore they would also be able to meet Parnes from that position of power. When Rabbi Gamliel returned home, he went ahead and he called for them, and they didn't come, they refused to come. He called them again, and then they finally came. You think that I'm going to appoint you? You think something great's going to happen now? You're going to be big shots? So that's why you wanted to stay away, you guys. I want to be a Navim. You wanted to be humble, so therefore you don't want to accept it. You go to be a leader of the Tzibur, you're no longer a leader. It's not a position of Kavod, it's a position of Avdut. So that's the machloket that the Zakenim and the Ne'arim have. When it comes to Rechavam ben Shlomo, the people come to him and say, please take away the taxes that your father imposed on us, they're too hard. So the young whippersnappers, his friends, tell him, what are you talking about? Don't give in to them. If you give in to them, then they're gonna get rid of you. They're not going to need the melech anymore. Tell them, not only am I going to tax you like my father, I'm going to tax you even harder. I'm going to make things worse for you. There, the Zakenim said, no. The Zakenim that were alive from the time of Shlomo said to him, no. Don't do that. Be lighter on them, and they'll follow you the rest of your life. So that's what it says. If you make yourself an Eved Lamazeh, everything will work out. So you see that being the king isn't necessarily being the top. It also means that you're an Eved Lamazeh because, and Rashi says in both places, because Mutal Alav Ola Rabim, that the Rabim, the needs of the Rabim then become his problem, that the Rabim now are imposed upon them their needs. Tarabanan, Hashem Nasi Yecheta. Right, there's a bracha to the generation whose leader brings a korban on his mistakes. So he's darshing the word asher to be ashrei. Ashrei nasi yecheta. That is it's something praiseworthy. Im nasi shalom ibi korban tzirichata lomar mawet yolt. If the king brings a korban, and certainly the lay people are going to bring korbanot on their mistakes. V'im ha'ashe gigoto, if he does it on his mistakes, korban tzirichata lomar ma'auz dono, then certainly when he did it intentionally, he's going to go and do tshuva, and be mechaper for it. Matkev lo rabo breid rabo, elomiyato, from there you're going to say dechtiv, vet asher chata min ha'kodesh, Yishalem, ubirava minavat echti be asher chatav shechti. Over there you have the word asher that's used, and you're going to say that means ashrei, praiseworthy? Praise we be Yerovim ben Nevat, who sinned and caused others to sin? Or you can say that by asher chatav min ha'kodesh, someone who takes from the Kodesh, does mi'ilah, you're going to give praise to him? That doesn't make any sense, that you're darshing the word asher to mean ashrei. So, how are you going to say that? Someone says, Shani Hochi, the Shani Krabi Dibure. Over here, there's a reason to believe the word Asher means something different, means Ashrei. Why? Because all the other parshios we said before begin with the word Im. Im HaKohen HaMashiach. Im Koladat Yisrael. Im Nefesh Achat Techeta. The only one who doesn't begin with Im is Asher Nasichet Necheta. So it must be that the word Asher is coming for a drasha. So in that fact that the Asher is coming for a drasha instead of the word Im means Ashrei. That's why we learn it as Ashrei over here. Where it says, Dorsh Rav Nachman Baruch Chis, the Mighty Chtiv, Yish Hevel Asher Nasei Al Haaretz. There's something that awful that happens on the earth. Ashreyim L'Tzadikim, Shemegi Elohim K'masei Rishayim. Praiseworthy be the Tzadikim who get what the Rishayim deserve. What does that mean? Ashreyim l'tzadikim shemegi lehem k'masei harishayim shel olam haba ve'olam hazeh. That they get, ashreyim l'tzadikim, that they get the masei harishayim, the actions of the rishayim shel olam haba ve'olam hazeh. They get what the rishayim will get in olam haba. The rishayim olam haba are going to be in bad shape. Therefore, the good, praiseworthy be tzadikim who get that in olam hazeh. They get all their tzoros in this world. Woe is to the Rishayim who get the benefit of what the Tzadikim are going to get in the Olam Haba, they get in this world. Because then Hashem is mitarei the Otam Olam. Because they can give up all their reward in this world by getting their Olam Haba now. And then they won't get anything. So Amar Rava, it's a great line by Rava. What's so bad? What's so bad about the fact that Tzadikim could be rich? Why can't he also be rich and enjoy Olam Haba? Why can't you have both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba? What precludes a tzaddik from having both? Why is it not praiseworthy for a tzaddik to have both? Elam Rava, this is the way to read it. Ashreim the tzaddikim shemegilim kimasei rishayim olam hazeh beolam hazeh. So he says, praise be to the tzaddikim who get the masei rishayim shel olam hazeh. What's the masei rishayim of olam hazeh? They get all there. They live a good life in this world. So olam hazeh. So a tzaddik who gets that in this world, ashrecha, that's praiseworthy. Then he'll get both olam hazeh and olam haba. He gets both olam haba. And oylem l'shayim shemegel lehem k'masei tzaddikim shel olam hazeh b'olam hazeh. What was the rishayim who get what tzaddikim normally get olam hazeh, which is the tzarot. Hashem gives them the tzarot, so they'll get all their olam haba. So the rishayim who get what the tzaddikim get in olam hazeh, which means they'll have tzarot oylehem, because then they have tzarot olam hazeh and tzarot olam haba. Rapapa Ravuna Breda Rabbi Shua Atul the Kamei Ravo. They came before Ravo. Amar lo ukimtun masechet plan. Did you learn masechet ploni? Which is umasechta plan and an masechet ploni. Amrule in. They said, yeah, we learned these masechtot. We know these masechtot. Itai true purta. Did you make a little parnoso? Did you do a little well in the markets? Amrule him in. The zavin katina, the arrow, we pour out a small parcel of land, and we are mefrides from that small parcel of land that we purchased. So karelayu ashreim la tzadikim shumelem k'maser ashreim sholam hazeh b'olam hazeh. Praiseworthy be the tzadikim who get both the olamot. They get olam hazeh, they were able to mefrides here, and they were going to get olam haba. They had learned the masechtot, they were well versed in Torah. Sama Rabbi Barchana Rabbi Yochanan Maidichtiv Ki Yerushalayim Darchei Hashem Tzadikim Yachubam Vushim Yikashkubam. What does it mean that Hashem's ways are straight? Tzadikim will go in those ways, and the Poshim Yikashkubam will trip up. So the first example: Mashal Shnei Bnei Adam Shitzalu Pitzchayim. Two people who roasted their Pesach. Echad Achlo L'Shem Mitzvah. One of them ate him L'Shem Mitzvat Pesach. Chado Achlo L'Shem Achila Gasa. The other one ate it for Achila Gasa. Zeh Achlo L'Shem Mitzvah Tzadikim Yachubam. The one who ate it for the Shem Mitzvah, he's a tzaddik. Zeh shachlo l'shum achila gasa, the one who eat it for achila gasa, poshlim yikashlubam, because he won't be yotze the mitzvah. Why isn't he yotze the mitzvah by achila gasa? So Rashi over here says something which is very problematic. He says shlo l'shum mitzvah achila gasa, he doesn't do for a mitzvah. El mitkavel ochol l'shem kinuach suda. Doesn't eat for the mitzvah, but rather he eats it for dessert. And the question that jumps to mind right away is, how is the Korban Pesach supposed to be eaten? Korban Pesach is eaten ala sova. It's supposed to be eaten as dessert. That's exactly what it's supposed to be eaten for. So the Tosfos HaRosh points it out here. It says, I don't understand Rashi. Tosfos HaRosh on the bottom left says, Perish Rashi's out. And it says, Upe Rusho Enu Muvan. D'may Pesha. Im B'mash HaChol Kunach Sudas. Hu Ikar Mitzvato. That's the mitzvah of Pesach. She'en Echal ala sova. How could it be Rashi saying that's the problem? Ella, he says, Nira Lefarish. It's like Pashup Shahir, Shachlola Kharshaya Sova. He was totally and completely full, Kokak, Shainu Nene, Klamiota Achila. He doesn't enjoy the eating whatsoever. The Achila Gasa that's speaking about here is not for dessert. Dessert you enjoy. That's what it's supposed to be. That's the way the Korban is supposed to be, like the kings. That even after they're full, they can always room for dessert. So that's the way the Korban Pesach should be, that you should eat it when they have like room for dessert. But over here, where he's eating it even after he's finished the dessert, he has not an ounce left. He gets no enjoyment. You put another morsel of food in his mouth, he's not going to enjoy it. That's Achila Gasa that we're talking about here. There he's not Yotzei the Mitzvah, because that's not Achila. Yet, we know that the Gemara says in Yoma, that Kol Achila Gasa B'Yom HaKippurim Patur. Someone eats Achila Gasa on Yom Kippur is Patur. Why is that? So here, Tosfos Rosh brings a distinction that Tosfos makes in other places in Shas, in that Gemara, and by the Gemara of the Pesach, that there's two types of Achila Gasa. There's Achila Gasa, that when one eats it, they say, listen, I can eat it, but I get no hanah from it. That's still called Achila, but it's not hanah. But now, when you say Achila Gasa, B'yom HaKim Patur, that's a case where the Achila is not called Achila La. That's when you eat so much that it's painful to eat. It's no longer, forget about not getting hanah from it. It's actually detrimental to you. It's going to make you sick to eat more. So there are different stages of how full you are. So I said we have three stages here. We have kinuach suda, like dessert, where you're full but you still have room for dessert. That's a good achila. That's a perfect achila. And that's when you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach. There's an achila where you're so full, you can still eat, but you get no pleasure out of that eating. That's the achila gasa that we're speaking about here. You would say the Korban Pesach. That is an even further type of achila gasa. It's an achila where not only is you don't get enough from it, it's detrimental to your health. It's something that you would despise, something that would be deleterious to you, that you wouldn't want to eat. You can't put another morsel in your mouth because it would make you sick. That's an achila gasa. It's not even called achila. That's not achila. And that if you do on Yom Kippur, you're not chayav because that's an achila at all. So that's the way the mechalik between the different stages here of achila ala sova, achila gasa, and then real achila gasa, where it's not even considered achila anymore. Right. So now the Gemara says it rejects it. Rish Lakish comes along. Rish Lakish, Rishak Karile. Listen, why are you calling this person who ate the Korban Pesach ala achila gasa? Why are you calling him a rasha? So nehidalo avid mitzvah min amufchor. So fine, he didn't do mitzvah min pesach min achil. He still ate it. Still ate the Korban Pesach, so he didn't eat it ba'anah. He didn't eat it the proper way. Even if he would say he's not Yotzei, still not a Rasha. I mean, that's all right. He didn't do the mitzvah. Ella mashal l'shnei bnei adam. So he says, Rish Lakish says, I'll explain to the pasuk. It's like two people. Zei ishto v'achoto imo b'bayit, v'zei ishto v'achoto imo b'bayit. They both have their wife and their sister in the house. Echad nizdam lo ishto. One of them went to sleep, and it was his wife with him. Echad nizdam lo achoto. One went to bed, and it was his sister instead. Zei shi nizdam lo ishto, tzadikim yachubam. Zei shi nizdam lo achoto, poshim yikashlubam. It says, midomi. How can you compare them? Anan karin en chad aderech. It says, the same derech, the same exact circumstances, one of them tzaddikim yachubam, poshim yikashlubam. Here, it's not the same circumstance. One of them, the tzaddik, you're saying, had his wife that he ended up sleeping with. The other one sleeping with his sister. That's not the same derech. They don't have the exact same circumstances. Here, there's two different paths. There's two different scenarios that took place. Ella, this is the scenario. Mashal Lot ushtein minotav. It's like Lot and his two daughters. Hein shenitkav mun l'shem mitzvah. They did it for a mitzvah. Tzadikim yachubam. Hu shenitkavim l'shem avera upushim yikashlubam. Here, it's the same act. They're both participants in the act. That his daughters are praised because they did l'shem mitzvah. He is maligned because he's considered a rasha because he did it. No l'shem mitzvah. Ella l'shem avera. How do you know that he was a Rasha? How do you know that Lot had ulterior motives or was doing malign for this fact because he did it as an Avera? Maybe he, like his daughters, did it l'shem mitzvah. So Rabbi Yochanan called Pasuk Hazeh l'shem Avera Neymar. The whole puzzle that speaks about Lot has a din of Avera. What is that? Vayisa Lot. Here the puzzle breaks. Vayisa Lot. I'll read the whole puzzle. Vayisa Lot in Enav. Vayar. It's called Kikara Yadein, Kikolo Mashkeh, Bifnei Shachet Hashem, Et Stom V'Amora, Kikolo Mashkeh, Kikana Hashem, Eretz Mitzrayim. So here the Gemara is going to dash in the Pasuk here. Vayisal Lot, Lot looked up his eyes, that's when he's splitting from Abraham. He looks over and he goes to Stom V'Amora, but Yisai Yishad Donea Etenea. But Yosef, it says about Eshet Potiphar, that she looked up to capture Yosef. She got decided to become interested in Yosef. So see, the word Tisa is used in a sense or in a context of Avera. Etenav. So where do we see Avera Beinav? It's by Yom Shimshon, Otokachli, Ki Yishara Beinai. When he wants to marry one of the Plishti women, he says to his parents, take her from me because she is what I want. She's the one I desire. So you see that with his Einayim, he was Choteh. Vayar, he saw. And that's Vayar Ota Shechem Ben Chamor in the upcoming Parshiot by Shechem Ben Chamor, by Dinah, the case of Dinah. Vayar, he saw her and then he did something wrong. Etko Kikar Yadein, and that they Gmardesh is Kibiad Isha Zona at Kikar Lechem. They play on Kikar. So just like Kibiad Isha Zona at Kikar Lechem, that they would do this Biad Isha Zona at Kikar Lechem for a loaf of bread. Kikula Mashkep. Elcha acharei acharei ma'avai. I'll go after my lovers. Notnei lachmai umeimai tzmarai pishtai shmanai v'shukuyai. I'll go after all of these. They'll provide for me. I will go after them. I will chase after them. Va'aminos onis. Wait a minute. Lot. Okay. You say he didn't have a mitzvah. But how can you say that he was doing it l'rasha? He was doing l'shem avera. He was drunk. He had no control over his faculties anymore. He was totally oblivious to what was going on. So Tana Mishum Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Choni, Lama Nakura Lavav. Why is it say Lavav Ubi Kuma? When he got up, Shel Bechira. When he got up, Ubi Shechvav Kuma Lo Yada. By Kuma, over the Vav, it says there's a dot there. Lomarcha Shel Bechira Lo Yada. When he went to sleep, he was drunk. You're right. He didn't know that. Bless you. He didn't know that he had slept with her. Aval Kuma Yada. But when he got up already, he knew about it. So my says, Amar Havelei LeMeibod. Says by the Havava. What could he have done already? The Avera was already done already. There's nothing he could do. He can't rectify the situation anymore. It says Nafkamino de Lapanya Achrino. The next night it was the problem. Loi Baila the Mishte. He should have known not to get drunk the next night because the same thing could happen. The fact that he got drunk again the second night indicates that he had bad intentions. Dorish Rava Maidikti, what does it say in the Pasuk? Ach Nifshami Kiryat Oz. So the Pasuk Pshat, the Pasuk is, better to have a wronged brother than to be in a fortified city. Even though you are quarreling or quarrelsome, nevertheless you'll be Kibriya Chamon. You have like a lock of a palace. And there's an advantage to a brother or to a relative that far exceeds these other benefits. So Mara says, Ach Nivsha, Mikriyatos, Zelot, Shipiresh Me Abraham. So here the Gemara is darshaning it, the Ach Nivsha, the Ach who sinned, who did something wrong, Mikriyatos, he left the Kriyatos, who is Abraham Avinu. Zelot, Shipiresh Me Abraham, Umidjanim, Kibriach Amon, Shetil Midjanim, Beni Solomon. He caused that there be a quarrel or distance between Midjan, between Israel and Amon, Kibriach Amon, like the lock of a palace. Shinemar, Lo Yavo Amoni Umavi, B'Kol Hashem, that they were no longer allowed to join Klal Yisrael. So Dorish Rava Avitemar Yitzchak Maidichtiv, say the same parak in Mishlei. That was Pasuk Yutet, this is Pasuk Aleph in that same parak. The Tava Yevakesh Nifrad, so that he, the one who courts lust alone, he goes to sin and he takes himself away from others to go sin. B'chol Tushia Yitkala, he will, in every conclave, in every gathering, he will be revealed. So the Tava Yevakesh Nifrad Zelot Shnifrad Me'Avraham. This is Lot who separated himself from Avraham, and therefore he went to sin because he went to the place of Avirat to Stom Vamora. In the end, Chol Tushia Yitkalesh Nifkalek Chono Bebet Knesiot Ubet Mitrashot. Ends up that his embarrassment is going to be announced and learned over and over again in all the shuls and all the Bet Mitrashot. Tetnan Amonim Ovi Asurim Yisuru Olam. Because there, Amoni Movi can enter Klal Yisrael forever. Why not? Because of the Maseh Lot over here. That's not what Pashtut HaPsukim. In Devarim, it says, because Alosh Kidmu Alechem, Belechem Ubamayim, right? That they did not come and give you, when you left Mitzrayim, they didn't come out to provide for you. And I'll share, Shachru Alecha, Bilam Ben Bor. And because they hired Bilam Ben Bor to curse you, that's what the Torah says. But here, the Midrash is indicating that the reason they're allowed to join Klal Yisrael is because Lot separated from Avraham. And then he did this awful act where he slept with his daughters. Rama Ula, Tamar Zinta, Vizimri Zina. The Rebbe two Masei Znut, you have the Masei Znut of Tamar, the Masei Znut of Zimri. Tamar Zinta Yatza Mimena Melachim Unevi'im. Tamar Zinta, she gives birth through Yehuda to Peretz and Zohar, who end up having kings and the Nevi'im that come out of her. Zimri Zina Naflu Kama Revolt Mitzrayel. Zimri does Znut and ends up ending up with thousands of tens of thousands of Jews being killed because of him. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, from this you can see, G'dola Aveira Lishma, Mitzvah Shelo Lishma. It's better to do an Aveira Lishma than to do, mean L'shem Mitzvah, do an Aveira L'shem Mitzvah, than to do a Mitzvah Shelo Lishma, than to do a Mitzvah that's not done Lishma. Shneamar, Tivorach Min L'shem Yael, Ishid Chever Akeni, Min L'shem, Oh, Tivorach Man. It says in Shirat Tivorah, when it talks about Yael, who killed Sisra, who was running away, the general of the army, it says over there, Tivorach Min L'shem Yael, Eshet Chaver Keni, that she was the wife of Chaver Keni, she should be blessed like Minashim Ba'oel. Who are the Nashim the Oel? Shmishom Tavarach, Ma, Ninu, Nashim Ba'o. Who are the women in the tents? Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Valeya. These are our four mothers. These are the matriarchs of our nation. She was as great as the matriarchs of our nation. Here the Gemara doesn't say it, but in Sota, the Gemara Darshan's over there, that they who were Akarot, and they davened to Hashem, and their tefillot were brought to Hashem. So they were doing things that were positive. Over here, she used Biah as something negative, meaning that something that was going to be negative. She slept with Sisra. Nevertheless, since she did it, Aveir Lishma, she did it in order to weaken him, in order that she could kill him. Therefore, she's praised like Sarivka Racham Aleya, who obviously did only the shame. They wanted to make him the Shvatim. They wanted to make him Zera Kodesh. So they did only the shame mitzvah. She's compared to them. How can you compare an Aveir Lishma? You're saying that an Aveir Lishma is better than a mitzvah Shelo Lishma? That indicates that a mitzvah Shelo Lishma is not so good. But don't we have a memra from Rav Yudam Arab says, do a mitzvah Shelo Lishma because it'll bring you Lishma. That sounds like a mitzvah Shelo Lishma is not something so bad. It's a pretty good thing. So Mar says, Ema Kim mitzvah Shelo Lishma. That an Aveir Lishma is equal to, not better than, but equal to a mitzvah Shelo Lishma. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, now the Gemara comes to explain what was the story by Sisra and Yael. Sheva bi'ilot ba'al oto rasha b'oto sha. That he slept with Yael 7 times. Shinema, they learn this out from Shirat Devorah, which says, Ben Ragla kara nafal shachav. Basher kara sham nafal shdud. So over there, the pasuk, the full pasuk has 7 words in it, or 7 verbs that are mentioned in the pasuk, and those 7 verbs indicate that he slept with her 7 times. Wait a minute. Okay, it's one thing that if you do Aveir Lishma, well, you don't get any benefit from it. But over here, we say in general, and we had this earlier in the Masechta, that there's no such thing as mitasek b'chalavim b'arayot. You can't unintentionally eat chalavim or do arayot. Because some benefit accrues to you, despite the fact that you might not have done it intentionally, nevertheless, the fact is in the end you got benefit. Either you ate, or you had biyah over here. No matter what, even if she's doing Aveir Lishma, she still got benefit from it. She was had biyah with him. Even good things from a rasha are bad for the tzaddikim. I mean, the fact is that true. Normally, biyah would be on that for her, but because it came from a rasha like this, it was something bad for her. It was something totally negative, repulsive, repugnant, and therefore she wasn't getting any hana from it. She got no benefit from it whatsoever. So how do you know? Balak brings 42 karbanot. Because Bilam tells him to bring 7 mizbechot, and each mizbech he brings 2 karbanot. So 7 times 2 is 14, times 3 is 42. So he brought 42 karbanot. Because of those 4 karbanot, Shekhi Balak HaRashad Zachav Yatzami Men Rut. Therefore he was the forefather, or the great-great-great-grandfather of Rut. Damar Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Rut Bat Benosha Lagyon, Ben Benosha Balak Melech Moav. Rut is a descendant, either a granddaughter or a descendant of Eglon, Melech Moav, Ben Beno, who was a grandson of Balak Melech Moav. More likely that we're talking about they were descendants, not that they were literally grandchildren, but nevertheless, they were in that same lineage. So Rut comes from Balak, and that schutz came from the fact that he brought the 42 korbanot. Obviously, he did it to try to curse Bnei Yisrael, but the fact that he brought korbanot to Hashem was a schut for him. How do we know that Hashem does not even hold back for simple speaking, a beautiful speech, that Hashem does not hold back for me? The older sister who called him Moav, May Av, do not instigate, do not cause any anguish to Moab, b'milchama, in war. Milchamahu d'lo ha'atziri t'minu. You can't go to war with them, but you can bother them. You can't make it hard for them. You can make life difficult for them. Velitzira dekariya ben ami, the younger daughter who says ben ami does not go after her father. She hid the hid this situation. Amay altitzirim altitkarbam klal. Do not get instigate or be involved with them whatsoever. Even outside of the context of war, you're not allowed to get into a fight with them. So I feel it's very low, even to cause them some pain, anguish, to make it difficult for them, that you're not allowed to do. So you see, because of the speech, one of them older sister called Ben-Avi, Moav, she got only a certain amount of protection. The one who said Ben-Ami, when she didn't, she excluded her father from remaining at all, she got, for that nice speech, she got that benefit that she is more protected when it comes to Bnei Israel. Here's from the other side. Person should always run to do a mitzvah. The schar laila achat shekadma b'chirah letzirah, for the fact that the older daughter of Lot went the first night instead of the younger one, zachta b'kadma abra dorot malchut. So even though the Gemara here says malchut, doesn't literally mean for the king, that they had a king 4 generations earlier, because that's actually not true, but actually she entered into Klal Yisrael 4 generations earlier, and they both had descendants that were kings. And that's because Ruth Moaviah, her child was Oved, that had Ishai, David and Shlomo. So those are 4 generations within Klal Yisrael. David and Shlomo obviously being kings. David and Ishai might have been leaders, but they were not kings. On the other hand, when it comes to Ammon, then Rechavam ben Shlomo, Rechavam the son of Shlomo, is a product of Shlomo and his wife, Naamah Ammonit. So she came from Ammon. So you see that Moav, who came from the daughter, the Bechira, who went first, her descendants entered into Klal Yisrael, into the Malchut of Klal Yisrael prior, through Ruta Moviah, 4 generations before that of Ammon that came through Naamah HaAmonit. Okay, we'll stop over here.